there's just something about Christmas Eve that's really special, Jason Cairns, don't you think?
There is. Yeah, it always raises that question. When do people, do they wait until Christmas morning? Do they celebrate other times? That sort of thing. And growing up, it was always Christmas morning. And as adults now, it's kind of, it's fluctuated. So,
yeah, we've got our dual routines, like going to my wife's, we'll go to my in-laws tonight in Maiden Rock. And so making the drive. And more recently, it's been in two cars. And so... And my kids started a tradition of going to Irvine Park afterwards, and they love that. And although some of them apparently were there checking out the lights the other night, and so they do a great job in Chippewa with that. Do you have you been over there to see that before?
I have not been over there. It's been one of those things that every year is on my list of, oh, I should go and do that, and then I don't. So,
knowing you these days, you'll probably hike from Eau Claire to Chippewa just to watch it.
You know, I would like to hike through Irvine Park.
Yeah.
I think they have some beautiful trails over there and great place to bring a camera along.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is Christmas Eve. And so, yeah, I was going to say we do some of this with my wife's side of the family and then kind of Christmas morning. But the different thing is our kids have lived with us in the past. Evelyn and Dawson had lived upstairs. That changed in like January, February. And so this year, you know, four out of the five living outside the house. So, kind of coming back this year, so it's different, you know?
It does change over time, right? I mean, our people move out, and family, or the dynamics there change, but it's nice to be able to regather around around the meaning of this season, so.
And I have to say, you know, it's a wonderful time of reflection. One of the things I want to do before we wrap up the best 5 minutes of the day for the end of year five, and again, I can't thank you enough for doing this. But, you know, it is kind of reflecting on what are some of your key... I've been thinking about, you know, the three questions or us versus them. Some of the things we can reflect on that are really important to end the year. But Christmas Eve and Christmas itself is a wonderful time of reflection too, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I've been finding myself reflecting a lot on the notion of gratitude over the last week or so, more than I normally do. And... you know, thinking about that now, thinking about that carrying forward into the week and through the end of the year.
One of the things is, too, I was just telling you this before we went on the air. Is it Justin Wilson wrote the book Imperfect Disciple?
That's what you said, is that it was Justin Wilson wrote that book. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You have the book, and again, I've got too many books borrowed out of the... sometimes it gets confusing now, the books you've given me and the books that I'm borrowing.
Jared Wilson.
Jared Wilson, thank you.
Justin Wilson was the Creole chef on TV years ago.
Okay, well, he may have written a book, too. Anyhow, just thinking, I don't know, I cut myself shaving on Sunday with a razor that was probably due to be replaced, and it's kind of left, you know... Oh, what's that blood stain under your nose, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know, just imperfect. And as I look at the world, I mean, the just, it's, everything's massively, massively imperfect as we look at the baby in the manger and the perfection today.
Right, yeah, and there is definitely that contrast that stands out between those, right?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah, overwhelmingly so. Again, the greatest trade from our standpoint of all time, you know, God gets our sin, we get his righteousness to be clothed in. But then that sanctification process is, on my end, it's so doggone messy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, oh, for sure. I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think we get this idea that, you know, okay, yes, Jesus, and now I'm perfect. And that is just not how life ever works. And if anybody tells you that it does, they're not telling the truth.
I know, and that's the thing. I think we both, our common bond beyond being in Jesus and the Holy Spirit and a love and appreciation for his word, which we share regularly here, as we will in a moment, Matthew 1, 24 and 25. But it is, you know, Larry Crabb, and he talked about where there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. And how about Mike Iaconelli's messy spirituality?
Yeah.
God's annoying love for imperfect people. There you go, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. You turned me onto that short little book, and it's wonderful.
Well, that's good. We're going to close out today and head into Christmas and then reconvene on you and I Thursday morning at 5:45. But what do we got for Matthew 1, 24 and 25?
Yeah, it says, when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
And in Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it this way, your devotional commentary on the entire New Testament. The angel convinced Joseph he took Mary as his wife, but did not have a sexual relationship with her until after my son's birth. They named him Jesus. Final thought.
Pretty straightforward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, right?
You know, I think it's just kind of wrapping up this part. The part that stands out for me there is, you know, in Scripture it says, and Joseph named him Jesus, right? Hmm. You know, and so I think there's that naming convention, but it's, you know, there's the Holy Spirit saying, name him Emmanuel, name, you know, so you've got all of this, these pieces mixed in here, and it's always fun to kind of think through those.
I love you and appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Likewise, and a Merry Christmas to you and everybody.
Our dear friend, Jason Kahn.
So we asked this on the WWIB Radio Facebook page the other day. We said, what Christmas gift did you receive as a kid that you still remember today? And you're welcome to continue weighing in on social media. I think we can open up the listener line as well, too. Havo at 715-396-1670. But here are some of the responses that we've received so far.
Yeah, first one that shows up for me here is Brandon, who says, I wasn't necessarily a kid, but I'll always remember the electric guitar my mom got me when I was in high school. I can see where that's memorable.
Yeah, Leia says a desk and stationery. Vivian says the gift she received as a child that she still remembers today. She says the book Wizard of Oz, a Sunday school exchange. She says, I tried watching the show on TV and couldn't get past the flying monkeys, but I read what happened so then I could watch the show in its entirety. Read the book first. There you go.
Yeah. Brenda says a globe when I was 10 or 11. I still have it. And Sandra says easy bake oven. Oh, those are fun.
Yes, I remember when my little sister Rachel got an easy bake oven and we benefited greatly from that.
Yeah, right.
Stephanie says, again, the Christmas gift that she received as a child, she still remembers today. She says, the Christmas I got my handmade Cabbage Patch doll, Cindy. After that Christmas, she went with me everywhere.
Huh. And also Tina says, Holly Hobby sleeping bag. And Rose says, my grandparents gifted me a white fleece blanket with snowflakes on it when I was a kiddo, and I loved it so much because they were my best friends when I was young, and it was picked just for me. And my grandpa has since passed. My grandma's living with dementia, so it's one of the few things I have left of my grandparents as I knew them growing up. Yep, I still have the blanket. And my own kids use it now.
Again, asking you, what's a gift you received as a child that you still remember today? Catherine says ice skates. Jennifer says a Cabbage Patch doll that I knew my mom couldn't afford. I still have her 35 years later. Wow.
Yeah, that is something. And Jane says we were living in Manhattan Beach, California, and I must have been 5 or 6 when a black furball named Max entered our lives as a Christmas present 60-plus years ago. And John says a small battery-operated police car, it would go till it bumped into something, then turn a different direction.
Those are cool. And finally, Pamela says, got a small organ and had so much fun playing it. Asking the question, what's a gift you received as a child that you still remember today on the WWIB Radio Facebook page?
Let's give something away.
Let's do it. In fact, let's give two somethings away. How about 2 free sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire? Now, these do need to be used by the end of the year, but you know what? When you're in that nexus between Christmas and New Year's, it's like, you know what? I'm really craving some chicken. Well, here you go. Here's your opportunity to get 2 free sandwich cards from Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire if you can solve Tuesday trivia here on this Christmas Eve. Maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle and Tuesday trivia will be solved on a Tuesday.
That would be something.
It could happen.
Huh.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If you think you know the answer to this, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year. Huh. 715-723-2555. What do we eat over 8 pounds of every year? 715-723-2555 for not one, but 2 free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. And again, with each of these free sandwich cards, you can get the original chicken sandwich or the grilled chicken sandwich or the spicy chicken sandwich, which is, chef's kiss, phenomenal.
Yeah. So there you go. It is terrific. And your chance right now to get in front, you can get it on the very first guess. It's 723-2555. 723-2555. Can we get a winner on a Tuesday?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
There you go. It's happened before. There have been miracles in sports, so it can happen in trivia.
Again, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? 715-723-2555. Get the brain moving. Get it working a little bit here on a Christmas Eve. You know you've got lots of things going on, but take a little break to try to win with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Glenwood City.
Terrific. What's your name?
Cindy.
All right, Cindy, go ahead.
Butter.
Butter. Is it over 8 pounds of butter? Sorry, I feel like I've used over 8 pounds of butter just in the Christmas baking that I've done, and my wife does even more than me. Got to use that Wisconsin butter.
Very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Good to hear from you, Kevin. What do you think?
Chocolate.
Is it chocolate? Oh,
over 8 pounds of chocolate. Could that be it? Sorry, Kevin.
I kind of feel like I might have had that much yesterday. Family Christmas. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
Keep the calls coming. 715-723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Julie.
How about pasta?
Yeah, that we love it, but how good is it for us? No, that's not it. Sorry.
If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year. 8 pounds of what? Over 8 pounds.
All right, and...
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Would it be dirt?
Would it be dirt? In some form or fashion, do you inhale that? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of dirt this year?
Wow.
Thank goodness, no. Hopefully, it's not higher than that. Again, we're giving away 2 free Chick-fil-A sandwich cards courtesy of Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. You just have to use them by the end of the year, which will not be difficult.
I guess that would mean people were violating the 5-second rule or something.
I suppose.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire again.
All right, Kevin.
Is it nuts?
Is it nuts? Okay, sure. Over 8 pounds of nuts?
Found in your bread or this time of the year? Cookies? All right, 3 now more guesses.
Now what are we looking for?
Here on WWIB, 3 more until we move it on until after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd, good to hear from you.
I'm going to try bacon.
Is it bacon? Over 8 pounds of bacon. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of the stuff this year. Is it?
Sorry.
No, but Merry Christmas, Todd. Yeah. I'll be headed up to Rice Lake for Christmas Eve service this afternoon. So
there you go. What time is the service?
4 o'clock at Providence Church in Rice Lake. Free plug there.
There we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Angie from Bloomer.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, is it cheese?
Is it cheese?
Boy, a lot
from
of
one
great
dairy
guesses.
Product to another here?
Could that be it? It might be more than 8 pounds of cheese.
I feel like we might wreck the curve on that one here in Wisconsin.
Right. Boy, I get one of those cheesy pizzas. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Peggy from Chippewa Falls.
Peggy, you got the last word this go-around. What do you think? More than 8 pounds of what?
Well, I just turned it on, so I'm hoping it's bread.
Is it bread? No one's guessed that yet. No, over 8 pounds of bread this year, if
that
you're typical, if you're average.
Great harvest alone, but that's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Peggy. All right, so we'll try this again after 8:15 for 2 free Chick-fil-A sandwich cards. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
Again, one of our guesses.
Chocolate.
But that was not the correct answer. Okay. All right, round 2 of Tuesday Trivia, the Christmas Eve edition on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yes, indeed, the Christmas Eve Chick-fil-A edition, because we want to give you not one, but 2 Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. And again, a free sandwich card. You can have your choice of 1 of 3 different options. Both of them are yours if you can solve this at 715-723-2555. These are good at Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. They do need to be used by the end of the year. So let's get a winner. 715-723-2555. The question is as follows, and it is food related. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? I guess I just gave an unintentional clue, because you can throw out, like, we had a guess of dirt earlier, but you can throw out like bugs and stuff that you might unintentionally eat. It is food. So there you go.
All right. Good enough. We've given that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
All right, Kevin. What
Kevin's
is
trying
it?
Hard.
Is it grapes?
Is it grapes?
Huh. Tasty grapes. Could that be what we're looking for this morning? Sorry.
Got any grapes? That's a YouTube video that my children watch incessantly.
All right. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathy from Rock Fall.
Hi, hey, Kathy.
I haven't heard any earlier guesses. Would it be candy?
Would it be candy?
That's a good guess that has not been selected so far. Not what we're looking for, though.
Thank you, Kathy. I just drove through Rock Falls. By the way, C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop has a second location in Rock Falls. So
wow.
Support a great local business.
Very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, I can't even guess because I think I'm not even eligible to win. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Paul. We appreciate that, but we'll give you a guess. It's Christmas Eve. Go ahead and guess.
When's the last time you won?
8 pounds, huh? How about of ham?
Is it ham?
Ah,
good over guess. 8 pounds of ham each year. The ham gravy is the best.
Ham for Christmas.
I think we're having ham tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the classic. Sorry, Paul.
All right, thanks, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. And he gave his testimony at our WIB nonprofit board meeting recently.
Paul and his wonderful wife, Nicole. Merry Christmas to you as well, Nicole.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from on this Christmas Eve?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire again.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Is it turkey?
Is it turkey? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of turkey this year.
Sorry.
Do you like turkey? Remember the gobble sticks that they used to have back in the day when it was turkey store like Jerome Foods? Anyway, sorry. That's Caleb's getting a little punchy on Christmas Eve here.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right.
People, you got to keep guessing or I'm just going to keep going on non sequiturs.
Yeah,
so
All right.
Keep me quiet by guessing. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Over 8 pounds of what? 715-723-2555 for two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Wait, I had it. It's pressed in. I don't know what the deal is. Good morning.
I hear something faint in the background. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. The volume.
All right, try again. 715-723-2555.
I don't know. It's weird. Hello. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Kevin from Eau Claire again.
All right, there you are, Kevin. Go ahead. Guess.
Kevin proving how many times you can get in one contest. Hi.
A lot. Is it onions?
Is it onions? Over 8 pounds of onions this year.
Make me cry, Kevin. That's not it.
Thank you, Kevin. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year.
All right, we're going to take three more from here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, guys. This is Al from Withy.
Hey, Al. Good to hear from you.
And I'm thinking it might be butter.
That has been guessed. Do you have a bonus guess, Al?
Yeah, how about salt?
How about salt?
Eight pounds of salt. Wow. That can't be good for us, but if that's the case, it's not it. Thanks.
Thank you, Al. Good to hear from Withy.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patty from Elk Mound.
All right. What do you think?
I think it might be bread.
Bread has been guessed, Patty.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you can have a bonus guess. It's Christmas Eve, and we do it anyway, but you can have a bonus guess, Patty. Go ahead.
How about chocolate?
Is it chocolate? It is not chocolate.
That too has been guessed. All right. Thank you, Patty. All right. One more caller. One more guest. Can we win before 8:30? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Beth from Elk Mound.
All right, Beth. Last
two in a row from Elk Mound. Go ahead, Beth.
Would it be cheese?
Would it be what?
Cheese.
That's been guessed. You can have a bonus guess if you can think quickly.
Hot dogs.
That is good thinking quickly. Nice job.
Could that be it? Sorry, it's not it.
Again, if you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Be thinking about it. We've got one more try, Halvo, to try to get a Christmas miracle and get Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday and give someone two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches.
All right, the third and final round of Tuesday Trivia Christmas Eve edition on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Indeed, 715-723-2555. We have not one but two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich cards for you. And again, with the Chick-fil-A free sandwich card, you get your choice of the original chicken sandwich, the grilled chicken sandwich, or the spicy chicken sandwich. All delicious. And we're giving you two of these free sandwich cards if you can solve this. 715-723-2555. Again, we said maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle and we'll get Tuesday Trivia solved on a Tuesday. It starts with your guesses, 723-2555. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? If you are average, if you are typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of this year. Over 8 pounds, what is it? 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Please turn down your radio.
Turn the radio down just a little bit so we can hear you, and then we'll take your guess.
Cora from Conrad.
All right, now we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, hon.
Is it mashed potatoes?
Is it mashed potatoes? I love mashed potatoes. My children do, too. Does the typical person eat over eight pounds of mashed potatoes?
Too.
It's so good, so good. Is that what we're looking for, Halvo?
I'm not going to buzz the sweet child with the wrong answer buzzer, but that's not
it's not mashed potatoes, but you call back, all right? If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year. Over 8 pounds of what? 715-723-2555 for two free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches. Just have to use them before the end of 2024.
All right. Is this Todd and Rice Lake?
This is Todd and Rice Lake again.
All right. I guessed it. What do I win?
Good job. you get a guess.
Okay, go
ahead. My guess is insects.
Insects.
All right. Thinking globally here, probably more than the U.S.
I mean, and sometimes you can eat insects accidentally as well. Is it over 8 pounds of them, though?
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, it's not it. Sorry, Todd.
But, I mean, some people cover those things with chocolate and eat them on purpose.
Yeah.
And, I mean, John the Baptist, right? So, locust and wild honey.
723-2555. All right, keep it coming here on WWIB. Last guess is until Thursday, because it's Sam flying solo on Christmas Day tomorrow on our show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Lake.
All right.
All right, Todd, go ahead.
Fast on the bio, rodent parts or rodent hairs or rodent things.
He's really stuck on this.
Is it over 8 pounds of
rodents?
Rodents that we eat.
Okay,
it's not rodents. I was gonna say we don't even need to go further down that rabbit trail there. So. All right, call us back, Todd, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year? Typical. Can we clarify? We'll say typical American as well, too. That might help lead people in the right direction. So if you're a typical American, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
I think it's Alan with you again. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. What do you think?
Wanted to guess honey.
Honey. All right. Is it honey?
Did Caleb just give it away when he referenced John the Baptist? Sorry.
Yeah.
Honey is delicious, though. We have some beekeepers who use some office space downstairs, and they blessed us all with some delicious honey the other day, so thank you.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hope from Eau Claire.
Hey, Hope, what do you think?
Peanut butter.
I used a lot of it recently in Christmas baking.
That is a great guess. That is not it, though, Hope.
Thank you for the call, Hope.
You have a wonderful Christmas name. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Turtle Lake.
From Turtle Lake. All right, what do you think?
Dirt.
Dirt. It's funny. That actually was guessed before.
People are really onto these dirt and insects and rodents.
You can no problem. You can have a bonus guess here. Go ahead.
Let's see. How about so it's not dirt, but you said you were on. Did you say I was on to you?
No. You're actually nowhere close. So.
Okay. Never mind then. Let's see. It's an average American, so I'm
going to
say gum.
Is it gum? All right. That hasn't been guessed yet.
Great one. It's not it, though.
Not gum. Thank you. And I guess that would be the people who do not follow their mother's instructions, and they swallow the gum, if you're going to say eat it, and not just chew it.
Right.
So, but yeah, not what we're looking for.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello?
I heard somebody for a moment.
I think it's more of a pocket dial. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Deb. I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Deb, you're the first of three final calls. Go ahead.
All right, is it bread?
That has been guessed. You can have a bonus guess, Deb.
What about cheese?
That's been guessed
as well, too. It's Christmas Eve. One more bonus guess.
Hamburger?
Is it hamburger? That has not been guessed. Is it over 8 pounds of hamburger eaten by the average American?
No.
It's not, but good guess. Excellent guess. I would think maybe more than 8 pounds.
You're so excited she guessed something that hadn't been guessed.
Right.